Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I called my friend Fred Nelson and told him he was right on with his comment of two Fridays ago concerning the marijuana and its effect on the community, both in law enforcement and property damage. I will never agree with the legalization of marijuana just for the sake of the money that it will bring to the county or city budgets. I cannot see all those lawbreakers just turning into farmers as those who favor the legalization say they will. As I've said before, I have no objection to legal marijuana for medical purposes, as I know how much it helped one of my best friends just before he passed away with major urinary tract problems. Of course, then just like food stamps or any other tradable commodity, you have the crooks who abuse the system. For a harmless drug, a lot of harmful stuff comes from the production and sale of marijuana. How many thefts and break-ins are attributed to people stealing marijuana from other people? How many accidents are caused by people driving while puffing on a joint, or just having puffed on one before they got in the car? There sure are a lot of bad guys running around out there. I don't know what the percentage of bad guys to good guys is around here, but as I read the Time Standard and listen to the news on KINS in the morning and listen to Brad Curtis in the afternoon and evening on Channel 3, it sure seems like there is a huge bunch of shaved head, tattooed necks, good-for-nothings running around. Just drive anywhere in town and you see them everywhere. Not all of them are bad, of course, but how do you tell? What about the guy from the Willow Creek Hoopaw area who was suspect in many break-ins and burglaries? He tried to get into the bank, and when that failed, he went to the casino and tried to get in through the ventilation. Too bad he didn't get stuck. At a time when law enforcement, both sworn and civilian, are being let go and cut back, how are they going to keep up with all of these incidents of stolen vehicles, car chases, break-ins, killings, shootings, and other acts of violence? These guys and gals all have guns, it seems like, and that makes life much more treacherous. How does an officer know when he pulls a car over what to expect? My wife and I celebrated our 35th anniversary this past weekend, as well as my 79th birthday. We celebrated at church, went to the hardware store, whoopee, and had a quiet dinner at a local Chinese restaurant. A nice way for an old couple to spend this special day. As much as we need the rain, I sure have been enjoying these warm days. It's nice to go outside without a jacket and deadhead roses, kill aphids, and trim dead fronds from the ferns. We have three cats plus a couple of neighbors' cats that hang around our place, so I was surprised to find an unmarked dead rat in my backyard. He probably had been poisoned somewhere and was looking for a place to die. Good thing the cats didn't try to eat him. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.